Good evening. This is the 6 p.m. update on Hurricane Sandy. At this hour, the center of Sandy is located just off the coast of New Jersey, of southern New Jersey, and is about to make landfall, either there or along the Delaware coast. At the same time, we're expecting that Sandy is going to lose the rest of its tropical characteristics. But regardless, this is going to be an extreme threat for a large area along the mid-Atlantic and northeast coast, spreading inland over the next couple of days. The greatest risk at this point will be from water. Most lives are lost and drowning from hurricanes. And the first risk is going to be storm surge. And in fact, storm surge is already occurring along the coast and is reaching near record levels. At this point, we have 4 feet of storm surge. Delaware, 7 feet along the New Jersey coast, 10 feet in New York, and another 7 feet again in along Connecticut coast. So very dangerous situation here. And in some of these areas, high tide has not yet occurred. That will be added on to the storm surge in the next few hours. The second risk is going to be later on when the center and the rest of the storm moves inland. We're going to have a risk for flooding from record rainfalls as well. The area that I'm showing here outlines where the heaviest of the rain is going to be, with a maximum of about 10 inches of rain over the next day or two there. We also are going to have wind along the coast for the next 12 to 24 hours, particularly onshore, strongest winds just to the north of the center, and in fact, that's what's driving the water ashore. So while the center's coming ashore now, it only means that really it's half over at the coast, or not even quite half over at the coast, and just beginning inland. So there are many dangerous risks remaining for the next day or two, and all precautions should be maintained. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.